Here's a lovely song about my favorite food. Lima, lento, soy, and pinto, navy, northern, and garbanzo, kidneys, and frijoles, negros, I love beans.
Did you record that yesterday? Is that what you're doing in the studio with the door closed?
All 2 minutes of it, yeah.
High in fiber, low in fat.
My brother keeps texting me, and one of the things he said, it took him 15 years to perfect his bean recipe. But he's got it where he wants it, apparently. And Andy, I hope that your family eats a lot of beans since you're growing so many.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Any special recipes that you guys can eventually share for fill your plate?
I tell you, my wife likes making black bean brownies.
Oh, really?
And beans, black bean brownies are made black beans. They can be gluten-free. You know, they're paleo at that point in time, which is a high, you know, a diet that's being talked about a lot.
Yep, that's one of the popular diets.
Yeah, and they're really, really good. They are rich. I don't think you can tell much of a difference if you ask me.
Wow.
My wife makes bean barbecues, and the first time I ate them, I thought there was meat in them, but there was no meat in them.
Wow. Okay, so you're going to have to send us some of those recipes. Tell Echo, your wife.
I do believe they're on our website.
Okay.
If not, we will get them posted. We do have two websites that we are running. One's bonitabean.com, and the other one's bonanzabean.com.
And
if they are not on there, we'll get them on the website for sure. But anybody can look up our websites and see how to cook the pinto beans or any other recipes that we have talked about for sure.
And Jennifer here in studio has some recipes to talk about.
Well, one of Rosie's and my favorite things to do is take our own little staycations. And no matter where we go, we could pick up Arizona cookbooks. So a couple years ago, we stopped by the Diamond X Ranch up by Greer. And the Wink Krigler is third generation, I guess, at least. Her grandparents her grandma was Molly Butler from Greer.
And so the Molly Butler Lodge?
Yes, yeah. The Molly Butler Lodge.
And she has an incredible museum. She calls the Little House Museum, but she offered to take Rosie and I through. We thought it'd be 30 minutes. It was 2 hours of fantastic Arizona history. So we bought her book coming out, Beans and Things by Winky Krigler. And so there's a great cowboy bean recipe in there, and I've posted it on our Facebook page, the actual recipe. And then I do believe it's out of print. You'd have to order it from Amazon, but I saw it for as low as $5. But it's got great Arizona history and all kinds of recipes you probably never even thought of. One for a weak back, one for beauty tips, one for dandelion wine. So there's just all kinds of interesting things, plus lots of pictures of the ranch and history included.
Now, how do you know when you've soaked a bean long enough to cook? If you're pulling them out and they're dry, I've soaked them for 24 hours and it wasn't enough.
I've never soaked them longer than that. And I don't usually test them. I just, you know what, they swell. So if I don't actually touch them, but if you can see that they've swollen, then they're ready.
Soaking your beans will cut the cooking time, it depends on the bean, in half. So,
yeah. And always rinse them and get the little rocks and dirt out, too.
And Andy, do you have any tips on that?
I will actually tell you, I cheat. So we've got what we call an easy bean cooker. 45 minutes, I can have my pinto beans made. And about 15 minutes later, we can have them.
Is it a pressure cooker?
Pressure cooker, I bet.
It's like a pressure cooker, yeah. Yes. Yep. And it works phenomenal. Any pressure cooker, it'll work in. Like I said, pinto beans take about 45 minutes, and they're good to go. They're good to eat after that.
And beans can be made into burgers, cakes, drinks, pies, fudge, muffins, obviously Echo's brownies, black bean brownies, jewelry, furniture, believe it or not. We have the famous bean bag chair, toys, and musical instruments. But now, you know, of course, there's the... I might get in trouble with my ranchers, but I'm going to qualify this one. There's that alternative burger where it's a bean burger instead of meat. But for our listeners and our families, just remember, Arizona ranchers, nothing can replace a juicy steak. So,
and the beans go right next to it.
Yeah, and the beans go right next
have
to
both.
It. We can have both. So stress that point. But yes, there's a lot of ways that we can eat beans.
We've got a texter that wants to know, how do you grow beans? So you had mentioned it's a second crop and you're planting now, so now would be the time to plant.
Yes. So, Andy, any tips on that from our caller or our questioner?
Yeah, no. Right now, like I said, we're planting beans. The farmers are taking the crop off, and they're coming back with their planters, planting about 1.5 to 2 inches deep. And then hopefully this time of the year, it's what we call the monsoon time of the year in Arizona, where you're getting rains. You either get rains to get it coming up, or you're watering it probably about every other day. So we actually like to monitor the water going on for the fact that you can get diseases if you water too much. So we do only water about every other day.
And, you know, it's natural for humans to grow beans because, according to the trivia that we found, they've been growing for thousands of years. The archaeologists tell us as long as 6,000 years. So we can grow beans if we put our heart and mind to it. But you said it's kind of a delicate crop, or is that more the black bean? It's not. Farmers do this good because they've figured out the inputs and everything else that goes into it, correct?
Right. They are a very delicate crop. It's not like combining corn or soybeans. It takes some time to make sure that you're not cracking the beans in half, because we want nice whole beans when we're done. You know, so the farmers have to drive a little slower than you would normally drive for harvesting. And then it's like I said, they're really monitoring that they're bringing in nice big whole beans into our facility. So, and you talk about technology. You know, with the dirt and the rocks that can come in, at Bonita Bean, you know, we've got a new distoner. We've got new technology that's coming in to remove all them impurities. You know, we're not saying we're 100%, you know, but we're getting close to 99% of that dirt or rocks removed.
So
we do always tell everybody, look at your beans, clean them before you put them in your pots or you soak them and take off any impurities that you might see.
But you're getting to the place of perfection almost with technology,
yeah, yep.
It sounds. And we've been talking a lot about pinto beans and that Arizona grows them really well, obviously, here in the Southwest. But we would be remiss if we didn't mention, and I probably won't say it right, the temporary bean that is native to the Southwest, and a lot of our Native Americans, particularly the Pima and Papago tribes, grow this native bean. It's been grown here in the Southwest and Mexico since pre-Columbian times. It's more drought resistant than the common bean, and it's obviously grown in the desert and semi-desert conditions from Arizona through New Mexico, and Costa Rica. And I have to also acknowledge that one of our Farm Bureau family farmers, the Button family, Ramona Button of Ramona Farms, grows this Native American bean. And it's a very tasty bean, and it's high in protein. It's very healthy. And I just love the Button family and all that they do to not only preserve some of our native type of seeds and crops, but some of the amazing agriculture that they do. They're right on Ramona Button's farm, which is called Ramona Farms. Just had to give them a few props. The other thing is, if you go to fill your plate, I want to highlight the fact that we've got a lot of recipes that include beans. And also on our blog, if someone is going to that website in the lower right corner, select the blog link and then do a search on beans, and up will pop several articles about beans, everything including the health and some of this fun trivia that we've been sharing today and a few other very interesting things right on Fill Your Plate.
Some other interesting things. The Alabama Butterbean Festival set the record for the largest pot of baked beans at 1,010 gallons. I'd like to know how many people it took to eat 1,000 gallons of beans. How many homeless shelters did they supply as a result of that?
It sounds like one of the festivals that you guys probably put on with your fish fries and stuff, right?
And you know, black eye. I don't remember a lot of beans in Cajun cooking, but black eye peas.
Red beans and rice.
Red beans and rice.
Yeah.
Did you mention, you probably did, that it's National Baked Bean Month? So I threw up our family favorite baked bean recipe on Facebook as well. We just had it 4th of July, and it's actually adapted from my LSU Tiger Bake cookbook.
Ooh. I'm starting to get hungry, and I think I'm going to have beans for lunch.
I think I need to diversify my bean recipes. I want to do those burgers and brownies.
Yes.
In Nicaragua, newlyweds are given a bowl of beans for good luck.
Well, there you go.
I think everybody should be given a bowl of beans for good luck, if it really works.
After the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Ancient Greece, minor public officers were elected by putting one white bean with a load of black beans inside a bean bowl. Whoever was able to pick the white bean out was the new official. I bet they probably got better results in some current elections.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes maybe we should convert back to the bean selection. You know, another fun thing about Cochise County is the diversity of agriculture. So we've been focused on beans, and we know that Bonita Bean Company is going to produce now two types of beans, the black and the pinto. But you know, in Cochise County, if our listeners tour down there, they can go to wine country. We've got such amazing wine country down in southeast Arizona. We're growing all sorts of crops. If you want variety, and you want to see variety in our agriculture, you need to go to Cochise County, including our pistachios and pecans. Yeah. We've got a lot of agriculture taking place. And some of those farms, they're farms you can visit. Fill Your Plate has a new little searchable feature. Visit a farm, and at least a dozen are right there in Cochise County.
I've got a texture having the same problem I did. Anasazi beans soaked for 48 hours and still rock hard.
They were not tender enough. And I've seen those. They almost, they're two-colored. They're multicolored. I think it's almost a purple and white bean, the Anasazi, if I remember that right. So, and Andy, are we growing any of those? Do we have plans to grow any of those?
No, not currently. a lot of them are growing up in the Midwest, Michigan area.
Oh, really? So are you, so now we've got these two crops. Is there anything even more futuristic that we can look at that the two bean companies are going to be tackling?
I would say as the consumer changes, we'll look into every possibility. Currently, a lot of our kidney beans, you know, in the U.S., like we're producing in Minnesota, go to canners yet, so they get canned. The climate in Arizona is so dry that, like, kidney beans don't work real well. And some of your white kidneys, your light kidneys, some of that, them beans don't work as well as your blacks and your pintos that people are still making from that dry state. Your beans that are mainly canned because of the dry climate doesn't grow or doesn't work as well into the canners. I believe in Tucson you have a larger canner in Arizona Canning or Faribault Foods that takes and cans beans yet.
So
we do sell some into that market.
Okay. So climate is a real influence on what we can and can't grow here, certainly in Arizona.
Yep. One interesting tip from a texter said you can cook pinto beans with quartered potatoes. Then you throw the potatoes away, and this helps, quote, degas the beans.
Ooh.
Have you ever heard that? And the other one I've heard is that if you put in like a teaspoon of baking soda, that also will help.
I've heard that one.
And the third thing I've heard is after you soak them, you throw that water away and start over. That should help as well.
And when in doubt, Beano.